Hello, my name is Nini.
You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site right near you?
I'm sorry, I missed that last comment.
Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Well, actually, I'm calling to ask you a question about this, the COVID second dose that I'm supposed to get, and I haven't heard from anybody. I took the first dose on January 14th in Robertsdale, Alabama, in Baldwin County. And I called in twice to put my name back in to make sure someone would call me to set up an appointment for the second dose. But I haven't heard anything, and I'm kind of I'm hoping that we're not going to be put into the same line with all those people that are 65 and older and people going for their first dose in OWOP. So that's what I'm kind of wondering about. What can we expect in a way of getting an appointment for that second dose?
Everything is measured by each site. Each site is different, and each site has a list and a process. So when that list tells, when that site has gone through what they feel they've gone through, and now they can start dealing with those for the second shot, then you get a call back.
Okay. Someone will call me back from the Alabama Department of Public Health.
The first call you received, where did you get the call back from?
That was the 855-566-5333. That was that number.
So
that,
they called
all
you
they
back.
Did was schedule, they all they did was schedule the first appointment. But I called them twice, and they took my name and information, and my wife's name and information, and then someone said someone would call back.
Did you get the first shot already?
Yes, ma'am.
Who called you back to give you the appointment for the first site, for the first vaccine?
The first time I got the appointment immediately when I called the 855 number, the 566-5333, which was the group that was making the appointments and making the
So when you called, you didn't get a pre-registry for the first time. You actually got an appointment.
I did. I got an appointment the first time.
Okay, so that was a huge fortune, right? Most people do not get
that.
Yeah,
I like. Yeah,
okay.
I guess so.
Yeah, that's not the regular. So even I'm surprised. Okay. So just to let you know, the regular would be pre-register.
They may have referred to another number or something, but I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. But just saying, because of the pandemic, things are slow. So I am surprised that you get something so quickly, and that's great if you do. And I would hope the same happens now. So, but I'm just letting you know the regular, other than your awesome setup that happened the first time, it's now that you, again, pre-register, the sites get your information, they have your name, they call you back as appointments are available. That's just the regular.
Okay. Maybe you can answer this question. Are these sites, for example, there was a site in Daphne, but it was too soon. I wasn't the 28 days. That 28th day is February 11th. Is it going to be the situation that we're going to be fed into that long line going into OWA?
I don't know. I dare not try to tell you that. Yeah, it's all about the physical site and how they're moving people through.
Okay.
And no one can measure that except for it physically, you know, being documented as they do it. And then you just get the ripple effects of them being able to call you when they've gotten the people through.
Okay.
Okay. It is a waiting process. And because of the way you received your first appointment, you're probably thinking it's the old America and it's just everyone gets it like you did. No, yours was spectacular. That was people are waiting. Lots of people are waiting.
I should have been. But somebody's going to call us back, I presume, because I've been told that, not twice, and we're kind of waiting.
Well, it's on purpose. The Department of Health is on purpose. Now, if it's getting too close to you need that that shot, it's up to you how you law go, and maybe you have to go to the site or go here or go there. You know, you're the only one who knows what's happening with you, so do the next steps. You know, you're the only one who can weigh this out. No one knows the timing, so... And I cannot tell you that someone's going, oh, yeah, we have to get them in quickly because they've already had the first shot and we'd better make sure we're on time for the second.
Dr. Harris said that our names were basically on that second dose. He says,
okay, good.
I mean, he said that in his press conferences. He says, it is being reserved as a second dose for someone who's already received the first dose. But if you don't know who I am or where I am, then it basically negates that.
Well, keep alert to the timing and make sure your information is on the list and you're waiting. You're waiting for that call. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Any other questions?
No, it's like waiting, I guess, to give birth, huh?
Yeah, I do have a number for a nurse. If you want a nurse just dealing with the whole shots and reactions and insight about the vaccine. If
we had no reactions at all on the first
very
shot.
Good. Okay. Well, it sounds like you're on a good process, and at a point in time, you'll get that call. But again, you're the only one who can weigh it for how long it goes, okay, that you're waiting, okay?
All right. Thank you very much for your help.
Thank you, Ms. Sarbro. Thank you for calling the department hotline. All right? Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.